I want to talk about how inflation affects the borrower. So we're back to the spreadsheet. This is the spreadsheet that I used to create the guess and check, but I've added three more columns. The first column is for the house price, which will go up with the general rate of inflation. And the next column is the borrower's equity, which is the house price minus the unpaid balance. And then we have the borrower's payment to income ratio. I'm going to assume the borrower has $30,000 of income and that the income will go up with inflation. So right now I have inflation, that parameter set to zero. And as a result, this isn't terribly interesting. The house price just stays the same and the payment to income ratio just stays the same. And the equity, borrower's equity builds up very slowly. You notice after 10 years, the equity is only $17,000. Okay, now I'm going to change the inflation rate to 2%, and let's watch what happens. In particular, the borrower's equity, which was after 10 years was $17,000 without inflation, is now $36,000. So the just a 2% inflation rate more than doubles the equity buildup for the borrower. So they really build up a lot of equity. And you notice that their payment to income ratio, if assuming their income goes up with inflation, steadily declines. So if it was at the start, it's 20% of their income. By the 12th year, it's down to 15% of their income. So that you get a, for the borrower, inflation appears to be a good thing. However, you've got to be careful about that because what we've been assuming is that the nominal interest rate is constant while the inflation rate went up. Suppose we keep the real interest rate constant, that is, the difference between the nominal interest rate and inflation. So let's start with a 2% inflation rate, 5% interest rate, which is a 3% real interest rate. Let's keep a 3% real interest rate, but raise the inflation rate to 4%. So that means the nominal interest rate will go to 7, and the inflation rate will be 4. Okay, what happens there is that the borrower's equity builds up even faster. So at the higher nominal and real interest rate, the borrower now has 56,000 in equity, whereas they only had 36,000 with 2% inflation, and when we had 0% inflation, they only had 17,000. So this is a big jump in the borrower's equity, and the but the payment to income ratio, which was 20% before to start with, is now 24%. It still drops off dramatically. Down to 15% by year 12, but it starts out very high. And that's because with the higher interest rate, the monthly payment is higher, and it takes a while for the borrower's income to catch up. So that's something to think about, the effect of inflation for the borrower. Basically, the key points to remember are that as the nominal interest rate, sorry, as inflation goes up, keeping the nominal interest rate constant, it's unambiguously better for the borrower. The borrower gets more equity and a nice drop in the payment to income ratio. If, when inflation goes up, the real interest rate remains constant, so that the nominal interest rate rises, it's not quite as good for a first-time borrower coming to buy a home because that payment to income ratio goes up. And I'll talk about that more in a subsequent talk.